Coffee with Kenobi presents Resistance Reactions.
All pilots to your station.
You ready?
Let's do this.
Kasuda, good luck on tomorrow's big race.
I don't need luck.
Here we go.
You can't handle the hype. Line them up.
Follow my signals.
Get ready to be impressed.
When it comes to your mission at the spot, I don't have anything to do with it.
The First Order is clearly making weapons.
We're going to need all the help we can get.
I want the station completely destroyed.
It's been too long since we've seen some action.
You showing up always means trouble.
And now, here are your hosts, Aaron Harris and David Modders.
Oh, this is exciting. I appear to be tingling all over.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to Resistance Reactions. I'm your host, Aaron Harris, and joining me, my co-host, my friend with the most, my wingman, David Modders. David, how you doing?
Good as always over here. Ready to fly and cover this episode, and how are you doing over there on your end?
I'm doing good. Battling a little bit of an allergy today, but doing well. Have a great time. How have you been this past week?
Very good, very good. Getting a lot done at home, that's key. And then at the same time, just enjoying these episodes, this one in particular. A lot of fun with this one, The Disappeared, and I'm trying to read more and more Star Wars comics. Again, that's your influence on me, and, you know, it's a good one. It's a good one, and yeah, and just looking forward, honestly, to really see what happens in these last three episodes in the month of March. So gearing up here and looking forward to covering all those with you.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up because we do have some news in that. We have the last episodes announced for Resistance. Those are coming up here in the next few, or coming up very quickly, honestly. We are going to be got all the names of the episodes. Let's go over those real quick before we jump into The Disappeared, which was this week's episode. The next episode, of course, will be on Sunday, March 3rd. That will be called Descent. Then the season finale is going to be, looks like it's going to be a two-parter, but it's going to be spread out into two episodes, so 2 weeks. So part one will be March 10th. Part two will be on March 17th. Those two episodes are called No Escape.
Nice. Oh,
they are building up to something, my friend.
Oh my gosh. I know, and this one did too, and the way this one ended, it was a total cliffhanger. Dun, dun, dun! And so, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for these last three.
Yeah, I am too. And I'm interested to see how they work out. I mean, I've been looking. Have you looked at IMDb lately at Resistance?
I haven't actually, no.
So, remember, we've said it every episode that we've done. Every episode gets better and better and better. They're building up. They're constantly improving. And they're stepping up their game each and every episode. And on IMDb, the subscribers can actually rate each episode. And it goes, if you start back with the premiere episode, The Recruit, it got a 5.5. These are all out of 10 stars, okay?
Okay.
So it was a 5.5. And then they dropped a little bit, 4.9 for Triple Dark, 4.7 for Fuel for the Fire. And they average between around 4.8 and 5 through episode 7, which was Sonara Score. But then things started changing. Episode 8, which was the Platform Classic, 4.9. Station Theta Black, which was episode 10, jumped to a 5.1. 11, 5.6, which was Bibbo. Dangerous Business, episode 12, to 6.4. The Doza Dilemma, a 6.9. First Order Occupation jumped to a 7.2. And these are all out of 10. New Trooper jumped to a 7.6. Core Problems, an 8. And Disappeared, this week's episode, at 8.7. there on ID. So it is like we've been saying, if you don't believe us, why would you listen? But if you don't believe us, everybody's voting there on IMDb, and you can see the progression and the increase in the ratings.
I'm so glad don't you lie. Shared. Yeah, I'm so glad you shared that.
So if you have not been watching, start watching, because you have no clue what you are missing.
Oh, well said. No. Well said.
So with that, let's go ahead and jump into what IMDb is calling an 8.7 out of 10 stars, and discuss the episode entitled The Disappeared. So Disappeared, of course, originally aired February 24th, 2019, this past Sunday. Of course, written by Stephen Melching. This episode, a lot of fun in this episode, but also covered some very serious things. In this episode, the occupation of Colossus is still going on, and we start seeing some things happen as people start voicing their opinions about the First Order being there. Mainly we see Hype Faison voicing displeasure. We see Aunt Z voicing displeasure. And all of a sudden, people start disappearing. And come to find out, the First Order, if somebody's talking bad about the First Order, or talking, quote-unquote, conspiracy theories, they're being rounded up, held, and then shipped off-world. So, of course, Hype and Aunt Z have been rounded up, and, of course, Kaz and Toradoza are off to the hero rescue. And, of course, they wind up rescuing them. But, of course, because they're being rounded up by the First Order, they cannot stay on the Colossus. So Aunt Z and Hype Faison, and, of course, a couple other prisoners they freed, leave in a resistance transport, and all is well with the world. Until Kaz gets back to Jaeger's garage. And when he gets back to Jaeger's garage, this is what happens.
Jaeger, you're not gonna believe.
Kazuda Ziono, you and your friends are under arrest by command of the First Order.
What? Talk about your cliffhanger. That doesn't leave you hanging. I don't know what does. So let's jump in and discuss this. David, what were your initial reactions after watching The Disappeared?
Yeah, the first one is what you just played. I loved it. I love the ending. I love the cliffhanger, the dun-dun-dun, and really leading to that experience that I like, which is, oh my gosh, I can't wait for the next one. And so I really enjoyed the ending. That's one of the big points I wanted to make. Another one is I'm really enjoying the development of the friendship between Kaz and Tora. I do like seeing them work together. I really think this is something we're not only going to see this season, but in the seasons to come. I hope it's plural, not just season two, but season three and so forth. Really like that. I like them going and exploring and helping Aunt Z and helping Hype and so forth. That was really cool. Speaking of Aunt Z, I did like this. I liked her strong attitude and her approach to the First Order. I'd be curious to see now, you know, you and I have said this a lot, you know, what are some of these people's backgrounds? We don't have Aunt Z's. They'll probably give it to us in time. I'd like to know more. She's not intimidated at all. She's not scared at all. And she knows what they're all about. She says it constantly there, you know, at her tavern. She knows what they're about, and she doesn't want to put their propaganda up and so on and so forth. But it was neat to see her make her comment about Takadana and perhaps referring to Maz. I have a little question here on my episode notes. I said, will we see Maz? I'm wondering. We've seen her animated in the Forces of Destiny cartoon, so it'd be interesting to see her animated in this style, which, again, is just beautiful. Every episode is beautiful. And then I have to keep our love of OP Pit going, so my last point is hashtag justice for OP Pit. So we're never going to let up on that. He's got to get his buffer back. And so there's just some initial thoughts and our support for our unofficial mascot of Resistance Reactions.
Exactly. He must have been laying low in this episode because I did not see him.
I did not either.
So he must have been lying low this week trying to keep off the radar of the First Order. But yeah, this was a very interesting episode. This tackled some very serious events going on as it moves us closer to The Force Awakens. We got some very serious things happening with the First Order exerting their control over the Colossus. And we're starting to see the cracks in the attitudes of the people toward the First Order. We're starting to see them rise up and the First Order responding to that. So it was very interesting. I loved how it opened up with the race. We hadn't seen one of those in a long time. I loved the fact we got to see the Aces again and hear Bo Keevil speak, a.k.a. Dave Filoni, a.k.a. Chopper. And it was a lot of fun. All around, the episode was really good. So it was a lot of fun. So let's go into it. Of course, you brought up Kaz and Tora's relationship growing and their friendship growing, which has been fun to see. And of course, when she finds out Faison's disappeared, the first person she runs to is Kaz and his friends for help. And then we see them go on a mission to rescue when they find out what's going on, to rescue him, because they go to Jaeger to discuss options, and not who do they find in Jaeger's office but Captain Doza, and they have a discussion there, and all of a sudden they pretty much get the green light to go see if they can rescue him. Listen to this conversation here real quick.
Captain Doza?
Father?
The First Order is taking people away, aren't they?
What's going on, Father?
It doesn't concern you, Tora. Please.
But it does. They took my friends.
And who knows how many other people? Who's next?
If you know what's happening, you have to tell us.
The First Order is arresting people who defy them and holding them on the West Docks before transporting them off-world.
Where off-world?
I don't know.
You have to stop them!
Stormtroopers control the entire platform. Openly defying the First Order now puts everyone on the Colossus at risk, including you.
Look, Doza and I want to find a way to take down the communications blanket so we can coordinate with the Resistance and kick the First Order out.
We don't have time for that! If we don't act now, we'll never see our friends again.
Kaz!
What?
You're right. Good luck.
Thanks, Jaeger.
So there is so much in this conversation to pick apart right there.
2 hours worth right there.
Oh, gosh, is there ever. Jaeger is now wanting to fight with the Resistance and get the First Order off the Colossus. We have Captain Doza coming in, talking to Jaeger about ways to circumvent the control of the First Order. So he's resisting now. So much to discuss. What were when you saw this scene and heard these conversations and saw the expressions on their faces, what were your thoughts, David?
Oh yeah, I mean there's so much packed in here so quickly. I think maybe, you know, like you said, two things in particular. Well, I guess three. One, Doza admitting that the Colossus is no longer under his control. Number two, Jaeger ready to start working with Doza and some other people to get this communications blanket taken down, and him wanting to help here openly. Well, at least, you know, not for the First Order to know, but with Doza and Aces and all that. But the other one was, you know, I thought, you know, as I was watching this, Aaron, I thought it was going to be the classic example of Jaeger saying, Kaz, and saying, no, don't go. I forbid you. It's too dangerous. But they did a twist there, and I enjoyed seeing that, you know, versus it always being the kids defying the parents or the mentor. In this case, I really liked Jaeger's response, which is good luck. And he knows it's almost like, it's really cool to see in Yeager knowing that, yeah, Kaz is right. We could sit here and try to do this, but if Ann Z and other friends like Hype Faison are taken off world, we don't know where they're going. Doza said that. So that does need to be done. In the meantime, maybe Yeager and Doza can get to work on that communications blanket. But I really like that little twist on something that we see in a lot of Disney movies and cartoons and stuff where the parents say no, the kids go do it. They're successful, and the parents always say, well, we didn't want you to do it, but we're glad you were successful. I like that Yeager said good luck. I like that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the way this is going, it's really, it's speeding itself up super fast, and things are getting serious. I mean, we're looking at Yeager, who, of course, when we first were introduced to Yeager on in the Recruit, he was anti-Kaz being there. He was anti-Poe. He wanted nothing to do with it. He said, in subsequent episodes, I want nothing to do with your spy mission. Don't you get any of us in trouble. And now it's to the point where he's like, he's ready to openly defy. He's going back to his rebellion roots it looks like he's coming around to the fight. And the Imperial himself, Captain Doza, that one, you know, it's one thing for him to admit he has lost control of his own station. It is huge. Especially the way this episode opened up during the race when he's having that communication with Pyre. And Pyre's questioning why they're having the race. And he's like, this is my station. And as long as I'm in command, we will have these races. Next thing you know, stormtroopers are locking down the ships. The aces are being told there's no more races going to happen by order of Captain Doza. Which, you know, he didn't give that order. But, or if he did, he was absolutely pressured. So we're seeing his hand, we knew his hand was being forced, but now he's been backed into a corner and they're crushing him essentially.
Absolutely. It was interesting that initial shot of Commander Pyre talking to Doza via hologram, and then in the next scene he's like there. Yeah, I was like, man, I guess he must have been in his shuttle on the way to the Colossus. You know, it was so quick. And like you said, not only is the whole problems for the people of the Colossus speeding up, but boy, it seems like Commander Pyre is moving even more quickly. Going from saying, hey, you know, we don't need these races, and Doza insisting they keep them. In the next scene, he's there saying, man, changed my mind. We're not going to do the races at all. Pretty quick, pretty fast. And a lot is getting packed into these episodes.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, just in that, the way that communication with Pyre ended, with those would be like, as long as I'm in command of this station, we will have these races. But Pyre ends the transmission with, that's fine for now.
Right.
The decision was made immediately at that point. Pyre's taken over the Colossus. I mean, that was ultimately their goal to begin with, but now we're seeing it fully vested and fully happening, and there's nobody there to stop them.
No, it's over. We've got full control. And Doza said it.
Oh, he sure did. And seeing now Kaz or Yeager and Captain Doza teaming up, and now we got Kaz and Tora teaming up, is par for the course, because, you know, this is going to progress. And there will have to be, of course, there's going to be a Doza involved at somewhere along the lines. And we started this whole conversation chain discussing how they work together. And they do a great job working together. They balance across the pipes, getting out to the West Dock where everybody's being held. But then the whole fight sequence there at the end, Kaz and Tora, I have to say, are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, even athletic ability, you know, and what they're showing. Yeah.
Yeah, they are cut from the same cloth. They are both fully committed to what they believe, but they don't have the fighting skills to back it up. I literally, I openly laughed out loud with Tora on the back of that stormtrooper, just kind of beating him in the head with a blaster. And he's just running around in circles with like he's got a monkey on his back. It was almost like Kaz with the Kowakian monkey lizard on his back as he's running around.
Exactly. And she fires off a couple shots, doesn't hit anything.
Well, she did hit some.
Oh, did she?
She did hit some. She actually has a better record of hitting stormtroopers than Kaz does at this point.
Well, that's, yeah. That's not saying much, but no, it was. I know I pose patience level with Kaz. Got to keep going back to that. But no, you and I have talked in previous episodes how the seriousness of some of the topics are very subtly presented, but then you have this humor to help. Not only that humor of Tora on the back of the First Order trooper, Kaz trying to grab them and pull them down, but the humor of Aunt Z on top of Hype Faison's back, I loved that. And each time you could hear his back cracking. Just love that. Just fun humor.
Oh yeah,
that I needed. But those are fun little spots. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I can hear Hype right now saying, "Oh, it just broke. You broke my back." It's just great. If it wasn't for the humor in this episode, this would have been very heavy. I mean, you're talking about an oppressive force coming in, taking over of people's homes, and then anybody that says anything against them are just disappearing. And it's like the KGB busting in doors in the old Soviet Union or the SS during World War II. I mean, these are anybody that even hints at any type of anti-First Order is vanishing. And that's very serious for a kid show.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I wanted to touch on this because, as I've mentioned before, I'll go back and listen to some of our recordings and see how we sound, what we're talking about. And in fact, two episodes ago in The New Trooper, right? Because last week was The Core Problem.
Yeah.
In The New Trooper, we were talking about the seriousness of some of this stuff. And does Tam... can she start to see some of the truth? And in fact, Kel and Ayla are telling her about what the First Order did when they came in. And you and I have talked about genocide and so forth. In this one, it was interesting. I was thinking about, you know, kidnapping. And like you said, SS troopers rounding people up and taking them away, just like in World War II. And one of the things I thought about was the container that we see Hype Faison in Aunt Z, and we also see, like you said, a couple other characters from her tavern. One of the things I thought about of that container, it looked very much like one of the boxcars that I saw back in October at this Holocaust Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida. It just very reminiscent of that. And again, I've mentioned this, and you and I've said it, is that there's these adult issues, and yet they have the humor for the kids, but you and I are seeing the seriousness here, the taking away of freedoms, putting people in boxcars in essence, and shipping them to we don't know where. And that's a scary thing. The humor was needed, just as you said a couple minutes ago. If not, then this is a very depressing episode. But they were able to keep some humor and keep it a bit upbeat. Yeah.
Oh, definitely. It was. You hit the nail on the head with that. If it wasn't for the humor, it would, like I said, it'd be extremely heavy. Because this is not a laughing matter. I mean, this is stuff that's happening. Unfortunately. It's happened in the past, and it happens now. And some of these third world countries around the world that are dealing with their own dictatorships and stuff, where people disappear. It's a fact of life there. We don't deal with that here where we live, but it is a fact of life. And for them to tackle that kind of real life situation. They did a would not only surprise me, but it was a very well done as everything they've tackled in this show.
Oh, I agree with you, buddy. I agree.
All right. So, I know in the discussion you brought up Kaz and Tam, and Tam's opinion of the First Order, and in this episode, you know, I was hoping after the discussion with Kel and Ayla, we would see her opinion somewhat change, but as we hear earlier in the episode, it hasn't. She is still defending the First Order. As a matter of fact, her and Kaz get into a bit debate with poor Niku's stuck in the middle, and it's a good debate. I mean, let's listen to it real quick.
Well, boys, it's true. The First Order made Doza ground the Aces and suspend all racing until they deal with the pirates. They say it's only temporary, but I've seen these kind of scare tactics before.
Why would the First Order ground the Aces? Unless they're threatened by them.
Or they aren't needed anymore. The platform is better guarded now.
That is true. No pirate attacks, no power outages, plenty of food in the marketplace.
But the First Order has basically trapped us here, on our own platform.
Also true. The curfew, stormtrooper patrols, TIE fighter escorts, and communications blackout are all quite restrictive.
Well, sometimes there have to be sacrifices to maintain order and safety.
Well, pretty soon, there'll be so much order and safety, we won't be able to do anything or go anywhere. I thought all you wanted to be was a racer, and now there are no races.
That statement Tam made there toward the end of that, sometimes sacrifices have to be made to maintain order. It's like she's spouting First Order propaganda firsthand.
Exactly. I'm reading a book right now, and it talks about the issue of our paradigms. How do we see things? You know, in our paradigms, how we see things are influenced by genetics, our experiences growing up. Are we traumatized? Are we not? How are the parents that we have? The schooling? You know, how are we influenced and how do we see things? And one of the things that I was reading in the book is it was talking about some of the research done showing how difficult it is for us to change our view of different things, even if there's data to the contrary. And so it was kind of interesting that I just started reading that book this week, and then we see that in the episode on Sunday. I thought that was so neat. And it's almost like Justin Ridge and Brandon Allman are reading some psychology texts. But it's neat to see Tam. She's getting all this data to the contrary from Yeager, what he says, what Kaz says, and of course, Kel and Ayla. She's getting a lot of data. And of course, then she's in Anzi's tavern and she's seeing them. She's seeing those guys try to do the propaganda, putting the screws to people, and she's still with the data that goes counter to her view, not letting that data in.
And you're right, she's not, and I think that's going to complicate things for her and for everybody else going forward. I mean, as at the end, we played the clip earlier. At the end, they all get arrested, and it makes me wonder if it's not because Tam tipped somebody off. We don't know anything yet, but you know, with the type of opinion she's been voicing, it would not surprise me if she went to the First Order and said, "Look, I got a friend, and they're acting weird, and this is what they said, and this is what's going on." Well, it wouldn't surprise me if that's what happened.
I like that you said that because it's one of those learn the hard way kind of things, right? We, you know, I just started thinking back to Rebels that you and I covered, and how I think it's in season two with Wolf and Gregor and Rex that Wolf notifies the Empire, right? And they come flying in there to Seelos, the planet they were on.
Yeah.
And kind of was thinking about that and how they do forgive him for that. But I agree with you. I wonder if that's going to be the thing where, you know, we come back next week and And we see Tam standing back there saying, well, I was concerned about you guys, and I thought they would straighten this out, and I didn't know they were going to arrest you, and, you know, something like those lines. But we'll see. But I think that's a good call.
Yeah, I think so. And to offer a counterpoint, what if it doesn't happen that way? What if she goes the way of the young lad in Sound of Music, where he turned on the Von Trapps? He turned on his girlfriend and the Von Trapps and called his bosses, and the Nazis came at chasing him. I mean, what if we see Tam, next thing you know, we see Tam, she's in a First Order officer's uniform.
Well, that, now piggybacking off what you just said, remember this whole show started with Poe sending Kaz there to find the First Order spy, and that would be a little mind-bending for me if it's her, but it wouldn't be. I guess it would, but it wouldn't be. I don't want it to be, but it could be.
Oh, very well. Could be. I don't think it is. I think this is just something that's happening because of what's going on. I don't think she's been reporting to the First Order this whole time.
I hear you.
I think it's probably somebody else. But at the same point, it's hard to put a finger on who it might be. Honestly, actually, you know what? It's not hard to put a finger on it. I think it's Doza's admin droid.
Ooh.
Who else That's would have that much access?
That's to all that stuff. And she's an administrative droid, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very easy to reprogram add a subroutine into that droid and have them transmitting stuff to the First Order.
Oh, I like that. And it would keep our aces and Fireball intact, because I like all of them.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my prediction right now. Doza's admin droid for D-Men or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's my prediction. That's our First Order mole.
Okay.
So
I wonder, do you think they're going to reveal it at the end of the season, because do they keep that going into season two, and Kaz has still got that? And maybe he has a new mission in season two, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do show us by the end, because of kids and answering that question for kids too, you know. Okay, it was this droid or this person, and not carry it over into a second season. But I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. But I guess I would guess that it would be revealed in this season. That's the guess, I guess.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens. It very well could be. If it does, there's precedent for it. It would be just like the Inquisitor dying at the end of season one. Didn't see that coming. He was advertised as a huge bad guy in Rebels. So
wow. Yeah. Yeah. You don't see it coming. Yep.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. So with that, we're just going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Going to continue our review today of The Disappeared, the latest episode of Star Wars Resistance. Of course, we've had a great discussion so far. Let's go ahead and start wrapping things up. David, what are your final thoughts on The Disappeared?
Oh, yes. Very, very quickly, you know, I, you know, kind of just to kind of continue what we were talking about just before the break, I have continued to enjoy the stuff, the content, I should say. Let me use better words here. The content of these shows that's for adults. I get a kick out of the stuff for kids, the humor. We mentioned that. I really enjoyed the Aunt Z and Hype Faison humor, as well as Tora, you know, pounding on the stormtrooper's head with the blaster and all that kind of stuff. But I love that there's both. There's stuff for adults and stuff for kids. You and I have said it. This is a show that we really want people to enjoy. We don't want them to miss out, particularly, you know, Star Wars fans. If not, watch it. If you're not a Star Wars fan, have fun with it. But I'm really enjoying what the writers are doing, the directors are doing, and the overall direction by Justin Ridge, which is moving it you know, here towards the end of the season, and keeping us on edge, keeping us interested. And and again, I love that there's some serious stuff in there. It's not just all kiddie, but it's masked in a way that kids can watch it and enjoy it too. Another quick point. I really enjoyed seeing the Aces, like you said. Something we've said in previous episodes is we just really haven't seen them. It was good to see them up in the lounge. It was good to see some of them flying, and I'm hoping to see more of that. And have been saying this, you know, as we come to the season finale, would really like to see them up there in a dogfight with First Order TIE fighters and stuff like that. But we'll see what happens. I love the ending. Loved it. I love that cliffhanger kind of thing. And am excited for next Sunday, and to see what happens, and then get into that final episode that's going to be split to March 10th and March 17th. So, all good stuff coming our way right now. So we're right on the precipice of wrapping up season one.
Oh yes, all good things. So I thoroughly enjoyed the episode as well. This was a lot of fun, a lot of seriousness, a lot of fun. I loved the animation in this. The recruitment posters that they were First Order were wanting to put up, absolutely stunning. If anybody wants to get me one of those for my wall, I would greatly appreciate it. Beautiful piece of artwork. So kudos there. I love the events that are playing out. It's taking a very serious turn. There's a lot of humor there, like with the stormtroopers, when they're trying to sneak into Hype's ship to see if it's still there. The diversion is a box full of Gorgs that attack stormtroopers. I mean, stuff like that is just priceless. Lightens the mood quite a bit, which was thoroughly enjoyable. It was fun seeing Tora and Kaz working together, and it got me worrying about Tam. You know, I like Tam; she's a great character. I was hoping more from her, to see more of her and what's going on there. But I'm seeing her going down. What was it? Padme says, I see you going down a path I can't follow. And she is.
Nice quote. Yeah.
And it's got me worried for you. She's breaking my heart. Oh,
that's it. Yeah. Right there, Mustafar. I can see it right now.
So it'll be interesting. I want to see how her story plays out. And I'm hoping they take this down a path where we actually get to see her redemption story. Because we know Star Wars loves redemption stories.
Oh, definitely.
So, grading the episode, phenomenal episode, a lot of heavy stuff in it. As you know, we grade everything with a A, B, C, D, or F, just like you would get in school. I would actually have to go with this episode and give it a... With all the fun that was in it and all the serious natures, the great artwork... I would have to give this an A-. A lot of great things happened, a lot of fun, and it's setting the stage for a huge event, and I can just feel it. How about you, David? How would you grade it?
Well, definitely. As always, I write mine down beforehand. I had A- as well, because last week I had an A because of the core problem. That's an A episode, and particularly having Poe in there. Of course, BB-8 was in it as well. I love the X-Wings, Von Rigg, and the TIE Fighters. Just, oh my gosh, beautiful. This one is exciting as well, and it's fun. I just slightly, you know, like I said, like the core problem more. So I definitely, after I watched this, was thinking an A-. Not a B, not a C, none of that. This is an A-, solid episode, and it's building up. And that's what you and I want. We want it to, you know, we've been saying it all along. I'm hoping for that A-plus episode where we're just have our socks knocked off, and hopefully they can come through. Here's to wishing Justin Ridge and the whole crew some good vibes, good Force vibes for them as this comes towards an end. So I'm excited.
Oh, absolutely. I am too. I'm excited to see where it goes. I would. That's one thing I'm going to miss at Celebration, with not being there, is not only getting to meet the cast that are going to be there, but you know there's going to be a Resistance panel, and sitting in on that Resistance panel, I'm going to hate to miss. But hopefully they stream it.
And you and I will be watching it like nobody's business. We'll be watching that.
Oh, absolutely. And if you are there and you do attend the Resistance panel, not that it's been announced yet, and not that we have any inside knowledge that there's going to be. I mean, just assume there's going to be. But if there is one and you are there and you do attend it, let us know what happens. Send us photos, send us feedback, and let us know you went and what you thought of it. So we would love to get that.
Please send it, please.
All right. Well, I do know for a fact we do have some emails here and some direct messages. So let me get those pulled up here and let's discuss them. All right. The first one we have here is from Cameron Ramos, who a great friend of the show. I keep knocking stuff over on my desk. I don't know why. It's just one of those nights.
Well,
hoorah. So, Cameron wrote in and he says, another great episode of Resistance. I honestly feel sorry for everyone who doesn't give this show a shot because it's amazing. I wish I had half the courage that Aunt Z has. This episode was perfect, and the cliffhanger at the end has me so excited for next week's episode. Completely agree, Cameron. We are stoked for the episode, and the cliffhanger is unlike anything we've gotten yet, so I'm thrilled with that. I half expected with that type of cliffhanger, I half expected a voiceover saying, will Kaz escape from captivity? Will the First Order destroy Team Fireball? Find out this time. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Exactly. Yes, I know. I would love to hear that.
I half expected that, but yeah. So we'll see what happens. We did get another message from Leah Mulder. Says, "Hi, I watched the new episode on Disney On Demand today. The show was great. Let's see. I hope they get out of this mess, and I hope they don't stay arrested. I don't agree either. Or I hope they don't stay arrested either." Then she goes on to say, I hope they show Poe and BB-8 again. Although the female one is nice. Talk about CB-23. I'm gonna mess that up every episode till BB-8 comes back, and then I will get it right.
Well, I'm here to help.
That's just how it works.
Yes.
Yes, that's why I got a wingman. You've got to keep me straight.
That's right, buddy.
All right. Let's take a look here. We got two more emails. Of course, I bet you can guess, David.
Really? More?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know why? These guys secretly want to win the contest. They want the Kaz and Sinara figures. And I'm telling you, all these listeners better get their responses in, or these two knuckleheads are going to win it, or one of them is going to win it.
Yeah, all I can see right now is that scene from Spaceballs where Darth Helmet is playing with his action figures and the officer walks in and he's like hiding them.
That's going to happen.
What did you see? No, sir, I didn't see you playing with your action figures.
Oh, no.
Love it. No. So let's go take a look here. And it says, it is I, Corporal Flux. I had my quote unquote talk with Von Reg, and he will perform better in future situations with those Resistance scum. In the meantime, I had Captain Pyre take the lead in the most recent episode. I think he performed admirably, because he really didn't care what Captain Doza said. The Colossus platform is mine. Did you hear that, David and Aaron? What do you think? Or did you hear that, Willard Tarkanis? Flux out.
Wow.
He's throwing down gauntlets.
Right. On you, me, and on Willard Tarkanis. He's really bragging right now. All right.
Well, here we go. He goes, "Hello, Aaron and David. It is I, Willard Tarkanis. I was pleased to see Flux take over the Colossus platform. It will only be a matter of time before I take it from him."
You gotta love the wahaha. You gotta have one of those in there.
Oh, you gotta have the evil laugh in there.
You know,
it's not Star Wars without an evil laugh.
Yeah, these two are feeling a lot better as they see the people on the Colossus suffer. So I'm really cheering for our heroes, the Aces, Team Fireball, and Captain Doza, Yeager, all of them, so we can really see Flux here and Tarkanis get their comeuppance. We said people have got to get their responses and give them a better chance of winning the contest. And so we've got a few more weeks, right?
Oh, yes, there are a few more weeks to get that in. Like I said, we got the March 3rd episode, then the March 10th episode. Those are your last two shots to get in your thoughts and get entered in on the contest. Because when we review the March 17th episode, that is when we will be announcing the winner of the hashtag Cassinara ship giveaway.
Nice.
So don't want to miss out on that, so make sure you get that in, because we want to give it away because we know Niku loves to celebrate.
Oh, what fun! I love celebrations. Any social gathering, really.
So make sure you get your entries in for our giveaway, and of course, take Niku's advice and go to Celebration. Can't beat that type of social gathering.
No.
All right, David, do we have anything in our creature corner this week?
Well, you know, we don't. Although, and I've mentioned this in previous episodes, I've asked people, and of course, we don't see anything in the data bank, and nothing's been said on Bucket's List or Resistance Rewind. We see Beast right at in Aunt Z's tavern, and he talks for the first time, that as far as I can see. And but it'd be nice to figure out what species he is. Again, I've kept track of him and everybody else that is a new species or alien, but we haven't had them named. So we've got a few in the pipeline here that we're just waiting for them to reveal it, either at StarWars.com or in some other way. But when they do, I'll keep everyone up to date. So as it stands, we didn't have a new one this week. Last week with the core problem, we didn't have a new one. So the last one we had was in the new trooper, that Snarlfish. We're at 35 still. The number is higher than that once they let us know everybody else. But I'm looking forward to that. So if anybody knows who Beast is, or what kind of species he is, let us know.
Absolutely, let us know. That way we can increase that number. And of course, we do have a Niku saying of the week. Because the delayed watching, or there was a delay in getting the episode up on the Disney Now app, I watched it live on Sunday night. So I was kind of live tweeting during it and kind of called out my Niku saying of the week when it aired. But you know, this was just too good to pass up, and here we go.
Yes, didn't you hear? A celebration! I hope there will be food. I like food. Food, 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 food.
I like food too. Matter of fact, I think I need some tonight.
Niku has great advice, and I'm going with it.
Niku always has great advice. So that is Niku's saying of the week. Of course, we want to hear what you think of The Disappeared and what you've thought of Star Wars Resistance so far. You can always hit us up on Twitter at Resist Reactions or on Facebook. Just search for Resistance Reactions and look for the links in the show notes. You can always send us DMs, email us, resistancereactions@coffeewithkenobi.com. So we always look forward to hearing from you, and we want y'all to be involved in the show as well. And plus, remember, we got the giveaway, so the more you write in, the better, more entries you get. So we're looking good for the giveaway. David, if they want to talk Star Wars with you, what is the best way to do that, my friend?
Absolutely. At David_Motters is the Twitter handle, @David_Motters, and email is dmotters@coffeewithkenobi.com.
Excellent, excellent. And of course, if you want to discuss more Star Wars with me, of course, the best way to do that is Twitter, @TAHarris121079, or of course, my email, aharris@coffeewithkenobi.com. If you're still in the Star Wars mood after listening to this, check out the Coffee with Kenobi family of podcasts, which we are a proud member of. Of course, our flagship show, Coffee with Kenobi, hosted by Dan Z, comes out weekly, and you get the latest news and analysis in a fun format. So check that out. I know they recently interviewed Christopher Sean, of course, the voice of Kaz Ziono. So definitely check that. Go back and check that out, too. If you like books and you like the Legends line and the old Expanded Universe, check out Legends Library. Fun series there. If you like hearing things from a fangirl perspective, check out Lattes with Leia. Amy and Andrea do a phenomenal job on that. A lot of fun and great discussions covering all aspects of fandom. Not just the movies and the TV shows, but things that fandom inspires as well. So check that out. It's a great show. But also, of course, you hear us talking about comics, and this is a show that gets us in trouble week in and week out by making us want to run out and buy more comics. Comics with Kenobi with Matt and Jeff. Awesome guys discussing comics. They keep you up to date on the latest comics that are coming out, the comics that have come out, and they review the canon comics as well. So check them out, Comics with Kenobi. And, of course, make sure you like and subscribe to all their feeds. Each have their individual feed. And of course, if you haven't yet, like and subscribe our feeds as well. Leave us a review too. We'd love to get some reviews in and see what you think of the show. We'd love to hear back from each and every one of you. David, my friend, fun as always.
Absolutely. Just a blast. Excited for these last few episodes, and we're going to finish strong.
Absolutely. It's got some big episodes coming. 3 episodes left in the season. So make sure you're tuning in each week to get the latest news there and the latest reviews. So with that, thank you everybody for listening. And remember, this is The Resistance podcast you're looking for.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along. Move along.